So here we are now at the Malvern Showground for the Herefordshire and Worcestershire Chamber of Commerce Business Expo, and I've got with me the best place to start, the boss, Sharon Smith. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, sorry, put my arm around you. I'm very tactile person.
Yes.
It's busy.
Yes, very busy.
Yeah, there are so many businesses here from the two counties and possibly some from beyond as well. Networking, chatting.
Yep.
Tell us what it's all about for people who don't understand what a business expo is.
Yeah, exactly as you've said. Networking, chatting, making connections, getting business from each other, maybe on the day. They can take orders, or maybe they're just making new connections for future business. But it's about local business, buying from each other. That's what today's all about.
And a real diverse range of businesses as well. When you walk in at the entrance area, there's food and there's drink, which of course Herefordshire and Worcestershire has been very famous for along the way. But the thing that's really amazed me is the amount of IT businesses.
Yeah, just a whole range of businesses. So as the Chamber, our USP, I guess, as a business representative organisation, is to deal with all sizes of businesses, all sectors. So we've got some huge businesses here, from Thorlux Lighting to Worcester Bosch as examples, to one-man bands, partnerships, smaller businesses, and then all types of sectors, like you say, food and drink, particularly for our two regions, health and wellbeing zone, you know, it's a topic that a lot are interested in, but then also, as you say, the professional services, so accountants, lawyers, solicitors. It's really an expo for anyone, any business.
So obviously it's on for one day only. So if you're listening to this now, you've missed it, but you can sign up for next year. Where? Give us the website.
www.hwchamber.co.uk. We're still here till 2:30 this afternoon, and we also run another expo in March, so look out for the March 24 one.
Alright, so that website again is
hwchamber.co.uk.
Right, get yourself signed up there. Sharon, I know you're very busy because you've got a seminar on, what is it to go and host now?
It's DFib at the moment.
So that's not saving people's lives?
Yes, hopefully. I'm trying to save people's lives. And a bit later on AI, so future interesting topic.
Yes, AI is very much the hot potato at the moment, isn't it? So you'll be educating people on that. Thank you for your time, Sharon. I'll let you go. All right, I'm actually stood with Daniel Philippi, because I just had to read your name badge, because, let's start with the fact that you have an unusually pronounced surname, Daniel.
That is correct, yeah. So the surname is actually Italian, but I'm not Italian, and I have no Italian in my family whatsoever. So
all right. Which also...
story there, but I don't know the story quite yet.
Yeah, it explains why you're not selling pizzas on your stand, but... tell us about your business.
So I'm here representing Betaden, which is Worcestershire's technology accelerator. So we're actually fall under the Worcestershire Local Enterprise Partnership and the Chamber of Commerce. What we do is we support early stage tech businesses. So we're only specifically supporting technology businesses. We also have the Grove up on the stand with us, who are general business support. But what we do at Betaden is we support either business who are starting up or scaling up. We take them on for 9 months. And we provide them with funding, expertise, office space, networking opportunities, speaking opportunity, with the goal of accelerating their route to market. Hopefully, by the end of the program, they achieve kind of where they wanted to be. So some businesses look to get more customers, some businesses look to get partners, some businesses are looking to get investment. What we do, we tailor the program around their needs and get them to where they want to be by the end of it.
Right, give us a plug for your website.
So it's beta-den.com, so that's beta-den.com.
All right, there we are. So if you're in Worcestershire, what about Herefordshire as well? Are you helping out people across the border?
And all across the UK and international as well. Obviously, we are based in Worcestershire in Malvern. So the only requirement there is that you have to attend some session in person in Malvern. But if that's not a barricade for you, then we're happy to have you wherever you're based.
Okay, so go to that website, talk to Daniel. In fact, write your email specifically asking for Daniel. And maybe we could network you and get you connected together. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, we got something for everyone. You know, even if you're not specifically interested in the program, we do loads of other things too that you might be interested in. So yeah, have a look around the website, get in touch if you're interested, and yeah, we'll be looking forward to hearing from you.
We've come over to the other side. In fact, a lot of our team have come over as well now. Everybody seems to be here. I'm talking to Daisy from Watson.
Watson and Daisy. I'm from Worcestershire, and we're all about giving that the businesses a presence online.
Okay, so it's all about helping people with their websites, with their stats, with their hits. I'm rubbish at IT. Okay, you explain.
Let's pull back to the basics. So we started off in Herefordshire. We've now got offices in Cheltenham. We help businesses from small SMEs all the way up to corporate with our online business directory. We do videography, we do photography, we do social media management, social media campaigns. We also do events. So anything you can imagine for marketing and advertising, all under one roof, that's what we do.
Oh, I like the sound of events. So, you know, you could help me hire a dodgem rink or something like that.
A dodgem rink. If you want it, we'll get it for you, that's for sure. That's what we do at Watson.
Right, Daisy, listen, give us your website so that people can come and find you online. There it is. Watson-in.co.uk. Watson-in.co.uk. There we are. I've done it for you, Daisy. There we are. I'm coming to work for you. All right. All right, we're having a good old wander around. Just had a bit of chocolate off one of the stands. They weren't even selling it. And I'm now with Rachel Jones from the Marches Growth Hub.
That's correct.
Herefordshire Council offshoot, is it?
Yes, so we are essentially the economic development team at Herefordshire Council, and we do business support. So any advice, guidance, questions that business have got, they can come to us, and we deliver that as the Growth Hub in Herefordshire.
Okay. Also, obviously, advice and support. Employment and skills, can you help people find the right person to fit the job?
Not necessarily us, but we can introduce people to the right organisations or the training providers that can help them do that.
Most importantly, Rachel, give us the website where people can get in touch with you.
I'm going to go blank now.
It's behind us.
So, here we go. www.marchesgrowthhub.co.uk.
Go on, should we do it again? We'll do it together.
Yeah.
Let's do it together. Right, marchesgrowthhub.co.uk. Rachel, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for putting up with me not knowing anything. Now, we're not just talking to exhibitors here as well. People are coming around and exploring, including Andrew Prince-Burns.
Hiya, how you doing?
I'm all right. Now, you're talking charity, aren't you?
Yeah, we are, yeah. So, I'm representing YSS.
And what does that stand for, YSS?
Well, that's a good question. It originally stands for Youth Support Services, but we're now Your Support Services. So, our charity covers an array of areas from supporting vets, young carers, early help projects up in Shropshire, our Morse project, which partners the police, fire service, local authorities. So we're kind of a positive jack of all trades, and we come to these events really to kind of work and improve our connections with the community, businesses, and to procure kind of commercial to charity links.
Yeah.
So, how we can benefit them, mm-hmm. Can we support their staff, can we put events on for them, can we organise things to help support their kind of social value needs, and in the reverse, what can people kind of do for us, which is why I came over to like the radio stall, because I thought there's a wonderful kind of opportunity to promote any of the good fundraising or crazy ideas that we have over at the charity.
Well, you get in touch with us. Also, plug your socials now. Tell people where they can find you.
Yeah. So we are on Facebook, we are on Instagram, we are on LinkedIn, and we are under YSS, as I look over at my communications specialist in the corner there.
Who's left you with it, yeah?
Yeah, we're fine. You know, we'll step into the mark. So do have a follow, do see what we're up to. As I said, we do a lot of youth work and a lot of engagement in the community. And that having that kind of engagement back is key for us to keep giving the service.
Yeah. Andrew, nice to meet you. Enjoy the rest of the expo.
Thank you very much, sir.
Right, we're still at the Business Expo, and one of our very own is actually with the guys from Yelani. I looked across and I thought, what is our Donna doing lying under a blanket? You okay down there?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you.
Well, and who's going to be here? What are you going to do to her?
We're going to do a little bit of reflexology today, and okay. It's a lovely way just to help give the body a boost, really good for de-stressing, getting the body back into balance.
All right, if I tickle her toes, is that out of rules? You didn't like that, did you, Don? No, all right.
Sort of 5 minutes here.
You could. I mean, let's just put this into context. You're lying down, and now are you going to put some oils on her feet there?
Yeah, but just going to use a nice moisturiser and just massage the feet to start off with. And the idea
And that's how I suppose some people are helped to give up smoking and things like that, by using acupuncture.
Yeah, they can. Yeah.
Can you stop me drinking? can you stop Donna drinking? Where do you put the pins in to get her off the wine? I'm just as bad as you. Right, I'll let you carry on with that. I was going to try and have a chat. Next stand to Yelena here is Magic Mindset, and the guys from Glassful, Jonathan Downs. Now, that title initially I didn't sort of get, and then I realised, is a glass half full or is it half empty? Well, it's both is the answer, isn't it?
And it's about perception. And I'm thinking, if you're going to perceive something in a certain way, then actually, why don't we take a positive approach to things in the first place?
Yeah, so. And you're here to help people in business manage their mindfulness.
Yeah, that's correct. Well, actually, more managing their mindset. So mindfulness is part of that process, but it's more about managing their mindset. So it's, when you're a business owner, there's a lot going on, and you are part of that process. So understanding yourself and how you work enables you to face those challenges and to bring the best of you to bear on that. And if you're doing that for yourself, then you're doing that. You have the potential to do that for those working around you as well. So it's really leading from the front as far as understanding what you bring to the organisation.
Yeah, and obviously you want to get the best out of your employees, so making sure that their mindset is productive, that they're happy, that you're getting the most out of them. This is where you'll help an employer, isn't it?
Indeed. So there's evidence that when we are in a positive rather than neutral or negative state, we are more productive, more creative, and all of those sorts of things. But actually we have a natural negativity bias, which would tend to move us away from that. So as an engineer, my background's in engineering, I was curious as to, you know, how do we work, how do our brains work, and how can we make those work better. So my models and work is all sort of breaking that down into some easy to understand and apply tools. I mean, it's a lifetime to actually put them into practice, but about raising awareness so that we can put those into practice in a daily life, and that can be shared throughout an organization, so that those tools can be trained and practiced, and people can become self-sustaining in terms of understanding how they operate.
Okay, give us a plug then for your website, where people find you if they want to take advantage of your services.
Okay. They can come to glassful.org, that's glassful.org, and you'll find information about me. And we've created something called the Magic Mindset, which is a simple tool, and there's also a quiz as well, which you can take, just 12 questions, which might change your life, and they give you a balanced mindset score. And that helps you understand where you might want to focus in terms of the five elements of magic, which is mindfulness, acceptance, gratitude, intention, and courage.
I took the test, actually. I got 6 out of 10.
We can have a conversation.
It's just about on the positive side. Listen, Jonathan, thank you for your time.
Thank
have
you.
A great expo.
Thank you.